Romig Middle School and adjacent West High School share a compact 44 acres by Minnesota Drive. Built in the 1950s, West is Anchorage's oldest high school and the only one of the 8 major secondary schools without a master plan. The newly approved plan calls for renovation projects that would add a third floor for classrooms, while portions of the first floors would become areas for community involvement. The lowest estimates for just the basic renovation, furniture, and equipment range from $145 to $169 million. But the school board's newest member, Don Smith, says the eventual price tag could be much higher. Tallying inflation at 4% per year, Smith told the board he came up with about $300 million over the likely life and phases of the master plan. Similar to others who questioned the proposed master plan at the public hearing portion before the school board, Rob Timmons wondered if the community center component would really improve student performance, at least enough to justify the cost in local and state funding.
If we had 4 months, 6 months, even a year where the community could come together, perhaps the bonds would pass. This taxpayer money that comes from not only the tax base in Anchorage, property tax base, but also from state and oil revenues is still our tax money. It could go to build the Kinnick Arm Bridge, for example, or it could go to whatever other problems and needs and necessities that we have.
Catherine Hicks attacked the master plan as social engineering, one likely to have a huge property tax impact as other schools sought to emulate Romig and West.
We'll have to pour out more hundreds of billions of dollars just to keep the kiddies happy. We ought to teach these students to be Americans and quit the cultural diversity.
Board member Crystal Kennedy felt much of the negative response failed to recognize that what was being considered was a plan. It was not a request for money.
In terms of the concept of what we're trying to do, I think we have to move forward. We have to move forward with this in order for people to be able to actually help plan on how to fund it. There are organizations out there who want to do that, who have asked to do that. And if we don't have a concept, if we don't have a plan in place, then they don't have anything to latch on to. So this is going to be a big step in that direction. Yes, I'm worried about the funding, but let's start with first things first, and I think this is it.
Ray Amston, director of facilities for the district, said just having a plan could have practical advantages even before any construction at Romig or West began. For example, the district could influence any nearby street renovations in light of the plan's goals. There are still several planning steps and a couple of years before the district would have a fairly solid cost estimate. Board member Jeff Friedman said there was another misconception about the plan.
It sounds like we're building a community center. We're not. I wouldn't support a community center. We have several in town. We probably need more, but it's not what the school district is going to build.
The administration summary says over 60 community groups already use the two-school campus. Proponents say bringing in more groups, especially those involving business interests and parental outreach, will have a positive impact on student performance. Board member Jeannie Mackey admitted to cost concerns as planning evolved into funding. But she said for the sake of their students, schools can't be standalone learning factories.
Schools as center of community is already something that's being done. It's a new concept here in Anchorage, but it's not a new thing.
Her board colleague, Pat Higgins, said the construction elements were not the plan's most important quality.
I think we're going to get somewhere. I am so happy that the type of work and the commitment that I see here is just a whole lot more than just four walls.
Smith was unconvinced the predicted results equaled the eventual cost, even with likely future reductions in the scope of the repairs and renovations. He cast the lone no vote. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.